doesn't come overnight. Satan always works in degrees. He works turning the temperature up on the frog in the hot water, you know. He doesn't sense it until he's dead. And Satan has come along over the last years. And those of us that lived when it seemed easy, in the 70s and 80s, it seemed easy that we could invite the manifestation of the Spirit and He would come. It was a regular thing. In the 90s, when we began to turn to music, that was going to do it for us and be moved emotionally by music. Friends, music is wonderful and I love it. But you should not rely on music to move you in the Spirit. There's something greater beyond music. We began to depend on music and musicians to lead us into the presence of God. I don't have a problem with that. But the problem was it didn't work because people quit praying. The Holy Ghost people quit demanding that we have Holy Ghost services. And then when our children said, I can't come to your old church anymore. I've got to go over here. And we've got the old Pentecostal preachers trying to follow the new wave. That we have to dress differently. We have to do this and so forth. And it's turned the Holy Ghost off. And no matter how subtle it is, if we go along with any of it, it diminishes the manifestation of our Lord God in our meeting times. And people stopped meeting with God in their private times. They would turn music on and be moved emotionally by Christian music, but not by the Spirit of God. I hammered this. People have left the church in droves because I've hammered this, that's the wrong road. We can't go down that road. It will lead us to blandness. It will lead us to no life. It was going to take us down the wrong path. With the advancements of technology and the explosion of the internet and all things at our fingertips and all of that, I believe that it has hurt. I don't call technology evil, but it has hurt our desire for the Holy Ghost. Because there's always something to do. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can always go on Facebook and watch a reel that some idiot has put up there. There's always something. There's always something to get in the way. It doesn't come, friends, you don't have to believe me, but it doesn't come any other way than me having a personal devotion life, me and the Lord speaking. It doesn't come any other way. So that, Regina, when we do come in, we've already had our private time. This is our time when the Spirit of God is magnified. And so, Brandon, it comes slowly, but it has come steadily. And the Holy Ghost is not happy about it. And He wants to do something about it. Once again, if He can find a people that will forget about what people think of them and say, I just want Him. I want Jesus. I want more than to speak His name. I want Him. Now I got no time left to tell you what I was going to tell you. For me, last Sunday morning, as Sister Spolerich was speaking, I've told you this already, the Holy Spirit said, you don't believe that I'll send something. You don't believe. Your history, your experience is blocking your faith. Lord, I've been working here 30 years in Arizona. I've tried and tried, and it seems like nothing is happening. Lord, when are we going to have one of those services? Oh, God. He says, you just quit believing, haven't you? No. Yeah, whatever. So I'm going to either have to choose to believe Scripture in Acts chapter 2 and verse 17. As Peter is quoting the prophecy of Joel, it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God. Well, in the last days, just that first 100 years of the church, is that the last days? Well, we're still here. So that's part of the last days. But God said in the last days, maybe every generation could claim this, that in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Not sit in a bar and get drunk, but they shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. That means they'll be called into the ministry. They'll have a vision of what God needs them to do. And you will find with the cooling of the Spirit, you also have a cooling of people getting called. We have a lot of people getting hired by churches, but few are called. Because you can only get called by the Holy Ghost. Your denomination cannot call you. Your pastor cannot call you. Only the Holy Ghost can call you. And if you have a diminished presence of the Holy Ghost, it's very difficult to get called. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. That doesn't mean we're just laying down dreaming. It's saying we still have work to do. My life is not over. I have breath in my lungs. I can still do something. And I will get up and do something even in my old age. Because I am inspired by the Holy Ghost Himself. Now on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness. That hasn't happened yet. The moon into blood hasn't happened yet. Before the great and notable day of the Lord come. That means if the great and notable day of the Lord hasn't come yet, then we're living in the last days. And if we're living in the last days, I've got to either believe that He'll pour out His Spirit in 2026, that He'll pour out of His Spirit upon all flesh, or I'm not going to believe it. And if I just go by past experience, well, He did. I was hoping He'd do something in 24. Well, it was okay. And I thought He'd do something in 25. Well, it was okay. Well, will it be any different in 2026? Maybe if I allow Him to do what He wants to do with me. I was at a meeting of mostly pastors. Brother Thomas Trask was speaking that night. And he preached on this. And he said unequivocally, the Lord spoke to him and He says, this is coming, what you've been praying for. He said, don't believe that it's past, that this is present time. It doesn't matter what the modern church does. It doesn't matter what the Lutherans do. It doesn't matter what the Methodists do. It doesn't matter what the other Assemblies of God churches do. What matters is we got the Holy Ghost here or not. We get to choose. The district superintendent doesn't choose for us. We get to choose. I get to choose for my life. If I'm going to be a Holy Ghost person, or if I'm going to let the manifest presence of God into my life and use me like that, when we get to church, God will show up and we will see His wonders, not the preacher's wonders, but His wonders. We'll see His healings taking place. We'll see Him delivering people. Glory to God. I'll conclude with this sad story in Revelation chapter 3. I mentioned it this morning. unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, Revelation 3:14, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. You will not see any manifest presence. If you're lukewarm, don't expect to feel or sense or get the manifest presence of God. It will not come. I don't care what you do, how much money you spend on it. He simply will not come because you're lukewarm. You're not in totally. You're almost in. You don't have it. You're either not cold to bring refreshment, and you're not heated up to have a fire burning in you. You're neither one of those things. And I think the American church has become absolutely perfect in being lukewarm, where we can be acceptable to God and acceptable to the world at the same time. I've got great news for you. It's impossible. To be friends, to have enmity with the world, is to be a friend of God. But to be a friend of the world is enmity with God. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, knowest not that thou art a wretched bunch. You are miserable, you're poor, you're blind, and you're naked. Spiritually speaking, you are the lowest of the low. You have lost everything you started with, Church of Laodicea. You've lost it all. You're not worth a plug nickel to me. This is Jesus speaking to a church that was founded on the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. You understand, every one of these Asia Minor churches was founded by the power of the Holy Spirit. He says, you become useless. Oh, we're good at that. Making a big splash and doing nothing. Jesus says, I counsel. Here's my counsel. Buy of me gold, try it in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. And white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed. Righteousness, purity, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. Anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see what's really happening. Not what you want, but what you really see. For as many as I love, I rebuke, chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. And that's not the end of the story. What a horrible testimony the Church of Laodicea is. But even in its worst sense, Jesus says, behold, I stand at your door, Church of the Laodiceans. Behold, I stand at your door and knock. He says, I'm still willing. I will still do it. I don't care how far away you've got from what is true in me. I'm still standing and I am knocking. He still wants in. And if any man hear my voice, open the door. If any church will hear my voice and open the door, I will come into it. And I will sup and have fellowship with him and he with me. Friends, the greatest joy in the whole entire universe is to have dinner with Jesus. To be with him and have him to be with you. For about 3 days in the 90s, Jesus moved in with Deb and I. He was there when we woke up. He was there when we went. It was a different presence as we ever felt before in our whole lives. The only way I could describe it is he moved in for 3 days. Changed the direction of our lives. Probably why we ended up here. I will come and sup with you. Come, Tim, please. Brandon, I don't know about the past, but I got a good feeling about the future. See, this is us talking about stirs up younger people. That, well, don't leave me out. I won't be left out. We want to experience this. But I caution you, we cannot make this happen. We have to allow it to happen. There's such a lot of subtle things going on in the spirit. But we must prepare ourselves for the manifest presence of the Lord. There's preparation. You cannot totally experience the manifestation of God and knowingly be in sin. You've got to be willing to forsake sin. You've got to be willing to forsake the things that don't honor God in your life. You see, now you know why. Because so many are unwilling to do that. We like our little things. And the problem is, those little things, the Holy Ghost can't be in the same place as those little things. Would you stand together with me? And I know the hour is getting a little late. Actually, I just stood you up to see if you'd come to the altar or not. And just say, Lord, in my life, manifest your spirit. It'll happen in church if it's happening in your prayer closet. If you want to be part of this Acts 2:16 thing, in the last days, I will pour out of my spirit. If you believe that that's true for us, over 2,000 years later, if you could believe that God will move by your spirit again, I'm not asking God to take us to the 80s again. The 80s had their time. I'm asking for the manifest presence of God in 2026. I want it today. I want it current. I tell you something, He hasn't changed. Just take a step out, gather around in this altar area. As we ask the Lord to prepare our lives.